You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm now joined by State Senator Dan Katowski. Hi, Senator. How are you doing?
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Very well. Now CEO of ChildServe. And I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to introduce you to Steve Boise, who is the director of PACT. Director?
I'm now the CEO of Day One PACT.
Oh, everyone gets new job titles. I want my new job title, Craig. When do I become a CEO of something?
You are the...
Of,
you can be the CEO of stuff.
I got two CEOs.
CEO of content on the show.
You're in charge of so much.
It's so many things.
So many things.
Chief of Executive Officer of stuff.
You're the CEO of headphones on the Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
I do run around with headphones quite a bit, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Now, Steve Boise is the CEO of PACT. So it is now PACTInc.net.
It is now Day One PACT.
Oh, so many words.
.org.
Okay. Oh, I'm on the wrong website then. Because when I okay, let me do this again. Day One PACT.
Yeah.
All right.
It may not be tracking there yet. DayOnePact.org.
Well, we'll make a trek on Google.
Okay.
Absolutely. Which is a you coordinate services.
We're an independent service coordination agency, and we serve three counties now: DuPage County, Kane, and Kendall counties. As a result of our merger, January 1st, we serve about 11,000 people.
Wow!
And we also have a nationwide program in which we provide guardianship and trust services for people with disabilities of all ages.
And one of the things I was struck by when I first met Steve, I came to his office. He asked me to take a tour. And, I have always been, kind of in the trenches when it comes to Declan. We're always trying to make sure he has the services he needs now.
Right.
And we maybe think a year ahead, where is he in school? Who are his speech therapists going to be? Declan's missing a tiny part of his brain. So we try to make sure that the people we work with understand that he's not going to be, and they tell us, we've never had a child like Declan.
Sure.
And his, outcomes are unpredictable. And so, we mostly are day by day, month by month, maybe a year out.
You're learning as you go along.
Yeah. Yeah. But you were the first person I met that I realized, okay, I should look at the long term. And there's also, there are people who will care.
Right.
Even when I'm gone, which, that was the thing that struck me the most.
And that's why we got started back in 1981 by parents in that very same situation. What's going to happen when we're gone?
Right.
I don't want this Office of State Guardian with caseloads of 250 plus.
Right.
Being the people who are making these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that was why, we developed a relationship. I'd had you on the show a few times, and I was really struck by how, one, integrated your services are from, again, you call it from birth to...
To the end.
To the end. Yeah. All the way through. I don't
All
know.
The way there's through. Lifespan. That's what we call it. Lifespan right. Service coordination.
And I was just amazed by that because, you have early intervention. That's a state-mandated program.
Yes.
Right. Beyond that, there's school, but there isn't anything. And Senator Katowski, you can attest to this. Beyond that, it's really a struggle for parents and family members to make sure that you get everything you need because the state is often, falling behind when it comes to payments, and you have less and less individuals who are willing to seek out those kinds of jobs as caregivers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The wages for people providing direct services are not keeping up with wages in society as general. And so agencies like Ray Graham or UCP Seguin,
Clearbrook
or Trinity right. Services, they cannot find direct service people who are going to be there to provide the hands-on assistance.
Right.
And so they are reducing the number of people that they're serving. And they're beginning to condense and combine living situations. So instead of having smaller living situations, we're now going back to larger situations. It is just we're regressing in this state.
Which is a dangerous situation because I believe that Governor Quinn was dealing with some lawsuits that were being brought against the state because of these bigger group homes. And they were trying to relocate and trying to make sure that individuals were
right.
in smaller communities. So it seems like,
the money never followed the policy in the way in which it should.
Right.
There was a important change that occurred. So we were going to provide services in the way in which they should in a very more humane and a more direct manner in communities, in homes, in SILAs, right? And
right.
then the money never followed it. And that's the sad thing because the policy, I think there was a lot of excitement about the fact that the policy had changed.
Right.
But
we followed through.
Dollars just didn't follow through that. And then still to this day, I mean, we've talked about the PUNS list ad nauseum on the air, is that nothing has actually really been done to make sure fulfills the promise of that list.
I've been on that list for 10 years.
Yeah.
So you're just a young kid. You know. There was a selection.
And PUNS, for those who aren't familiar, PUNS is a prioritization for urgency of needs and services.
It's one of those wonderfully simple terms, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is literally a misnomer.
Right. Right.
The urgency is just not demonstrated because they're...
Well, and the urgency...
You're on a waiting list for something urgent,
right? You're right. Already urgent. Yeah. And then, and the conversations that I have with people at the offices would say things like, well, is your child homeless? No, because I'm calling you. I mean, which I guess I could be homeless. Is your child, are they a danger? Are they victims of abuse? Are you abusing your child?
Are they a danger to themselves or others?
Right.
Right.
So, and those are the kinds of, and so other than that, you're kind of left to your own devices.
You got to wait.
Yeah.
Until you get.
Or a lottery.
I was just going to say, unless you get selected.
A lottery.
So 600 plus people were selected earlier this month.
And what are the numbers usually this time of year? I think it used to be a bigger number than 600.
It's dependent on how many people were taken into service over the past year. This all is related to a consent agreement that the state entered into with people who sued them a number of years ago. And so they've brought in about 3,000 people into services under this consent decree. They are on track for meeting the numbers, but you still have 20,000 people waiting on the PUNS list. Mm-hmm. So 600 is it.
And there are always more coming on every year, every month, every day.
Every day.
Yeah. So we're talking about some of the drastic things, some of the negative things that are happening when it comes to funding. But you are doing extraordinary work with the resources that you have. And you have an event coming up called Magic and Music Extravaganza on Sunday. That's this Sunday?
No, the 24th.
24th.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very exciting. About a year or so ago, I was on your show. And a listener heard us, and he said, I want to do something. Mm-hmm. And so he contacted our development director, and he said, I've got an idea. Let's do a magic show that will be geared towards kids with disabilities.
So fun.
Yeah, there won't be a lot of body sawing and blood or pyrotechnics.
Right.
I know. All
scary.
The
well, it's just the stuff that's like shocking.
Exactly.
And to be an assault to the senses
yeah.
for kids who are kind of, it's sort of hard to relate sometimes.
Right. So we've been working on this for about a year. We found a venue in Northlake, and they've really been working wonderfully with us. They gave us a half price on the venue, and we have space for about 200 people. There's going to be music, and there's going to be this magician who I've not seen in action, but I've met him. He seems like a real nice guy. And I think it's going to be a fun afternoon. And it's for all ages. I mean, we've geared it towards kids, but I have adults coming, too.
Sure. And this is Magic by Christopher George and Wendy and the DB Band are performing. You can call, I'll give that the number. It's for Tim.
Yes.
At 331-481-4225 with any questions. And you can also go to dayonepact.org. That's dayonepact.org to go and enjoy some magic and music.
Can I say one other thing?
You can say a couple things.
Why, thank you. At this point, we're giving the tickets away.
Oh.
No charge.
At what point do you not give them away?
Well, we got some sponsors. We got some sponsors.
Oh, wonderful.
Which helped us now to be able to
and
pay
who
for
are your
the
sponsors?
Venue.
Oh, that's terrific.
I should know.
Oh, that's okay.
But
we'll,
I don't.
We'll figure it out.
I'm
that's
sorry.
All right. You have time. We're going to come back from a break. We're talking to Steve Boise, who is the CEO of Day One Pact. DayOnePact.org for more information, for services for families who have individuals with disabilities, developmental, physical challenges, and need a little bit of support. And, you need to know that there's someone there for you. And we also have Senator Dan Katowski with us, who is also the CEO of ChildServe. Go to ChildServ. Leave the E off.
Because our work is not done yet.
.org. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Senator Dan Katowski, and he's also the CEO of ChildServe, helping children who are, you know, seeking forever homes. Or, I mean, how would you describe that?
We help children and families who are at risk to build better lives, to achieve their potential. And
there you go.
That through housing. We do that through making sure they have family to live with, and we do that to make sure that they have an opportunity to get the education that they deserve. And I should say I'm also an employee of Patty Vasquez International.
Team Patty.
She's my CEO.
We prefer Team Patty.
Team Patty, really?
Yeah, because I just opened that LLC last week.
Really?
Yeah, I registered with the state of Illinois.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I haven't decided on my logo yet, but we'll. So Patty.
And so hopefully I wasn't fired from Patty Vasquez International.
You were. I'm sorry. It's been disbanded.
Can I get rehired under Team Patty?
Yeah. Oh, great. The banner's
well,
big
you're
going
to have to submit your application again. We'll,
yes.
We'll,
oh, man.
Yeah.
We'll go through all that.
Sorry about that. A little bit of paperwork. Craig's in charge of HR. Recruiting
seriously?
And HR. Yeah, he's in charge
you
of all
didn't
that.
Even look at me at the last interview.
I know. Just saying. And we also have with us the CEO of Day One Pact, Steve Boise. And you have a wonderful website that explains exactly what your organization does.
Yes.
And you help make sure that you can, you know, meet the challenging needs that so many individuals have, so many families face.
Right.
And you make sure that they have the services they need.
Get them connected to services, make sure they're satisfied with those services, and then getting them a new service provider if they're not happy.
Exactly, because a lot of times people don't even know what's out there, what's available, what their options are. And
right.
That's so, because it's daunting. And right. Well, how can people find out if they qualify for state services?
They call us.
All right.
That's the best way. There's information. The state has done a better job of trying to put out the eligibility requirements on their website, but it can be daunting to work through it.
Yeah, you don't have to take that. You know, obviously it's the paperwork, it's the language that they use can seem like, well, I don't really know if I meet that. Talk to somebody who knows, who's
right.
been there, who's
talk
been through
to
the
us.
System.
We'll work you through it, make sure you understand every part of it.
Isn't there any, there's nothing more overwhelming than families for them to receive a response from the state saying, well, it's on the website. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then organizations like yours, Steve, where you can walk somebody through it, help them navigate it, help them, you know, connect them to the right.
Right,
services.
No charge.
It's such a help.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when I was in my role as a senator, it was a full-time job to help people navigate government, help
yeah.
them understand.
Yeah.
And so what you're doing is mm-hmm. huge.
Well, we try.
It's terrific.
I think we do a great job.
I agree.
I'm biased.
Well, I'm not. So I agree. You do great work. You were the first person that I called when there was this tragic news that came out last year. And it turned out that the children in this family were clients of yours. They
yes.
were children that you provided services for. They were adult children at this point.
Yes, they were.
But a man in Elmhurst who had two adult children who were already in
Getting great services.
They were in group homes. And by the way, we had heard from a listener whose sibling was living with those children.
Mm-hmm.
And she was glad that we were talking about it, that because her sibling was devastated by the news that the father had taken not only the lives of his adult children, but
right.
also of his wife and himself.
Right.
And the reason was that he didn't think anyone could take care of them the way he and his wife had.
Absolutely. And this has been replicated by other families across the state and actually across the nation, mm-hmm. people who become homeless or hopeless. And the only answer they see is to make sure their child dies before they do. But you know what? I'd sooner say, Patty, we have really taken off with our parent support project, and we are reaching out to families in DuPage County. We're going to expand this into Kane and Kendall as soon as we raise some money. We're supporting parents at transition out of high school. We're supporting three different support groups right now. We're reaching out to parents who are struggling. And just last month, we got contacted from downstate Illinois by an agency who wanted to replicate what we're doing.
Oh, that's great. And that's important. It can't just happen in a contained situation just because you're doing a great job.
No.
You can only do so much, too. You have 11,000 individuals that
yeah.
you're helping right now.
Right.
Yeah, that was another thing that we discussed. It was another reason I started going down to Springfield, not just last year when there was the suspension of funding for autism and epilepsy on World Autism Day last year, but I came down a few years ago for ABA therapy because it was finally something that seemed to be working with Declan, and I found out we weren't covered for it. We were recommended for 40 hours a week to work with him intensively, and we only could afford an hour and a half a week.
Huh.
And imagine families that can't even afford the hour and a half of
right.
something that could really connect with their child.
Mm-hmm.
You start losing hope when all the support that, you know, seems to be within reach and someone goes, but not for you.
Right.
That's one of those things. Or there is no support.
Right.
You have to have a network.
Absolutely.
And a net.
Yeah.
Yeah. So losing hope is the worst part.
And so often the certain people in the insurance industry would say they didn't like to be told what to do. Right. They didn't like a mandate of that nature when it was just, quite frankly, satisfying a very important need
mm-hmm.
and created opportunities where there weren't any.
Right.
And that was the resistance that ABA was confronted with. And Senator DeLeo ran that bill at that time and got it passed out of the Senate.
Which, by the way, ABA therapy is applied behavioral analysis, which works with the individual to make sure that they are receiving the kind of positive reinforcements for behavior.
Right. And it's short-sighted because you're not just intervening for today, but you're building a foundation mm-hmm. for lifelong success.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. As Senator Katowski has said before, when you invest in people, you save lives. More after this on 720 WGN.